At the beginning of the parsha, Avram Avinu is busy trying to buy Maris HaMachpelah from Ephron Hachiti, and the psukim at the beginning of Chayisara describe this back and forth between the Bnei Ches and Ephron and Avram Avinu. And it's very interesting. The Bali Musar point out that every time they address Avram Avinu, it says, Vayanu Bnei Ches is Avram Lemarlo in Pasuk Hey. Pasuk says, Pasuk Vav, Shema'inu Adoni, listen, my master, Nesi Elokim Atav Esochenu, you are a Nesi Elokim. And then later on, Avram Avinu responds in Pasuk Ches, Vayidaberi Tom Lemor. Avram Avinu, he bowed down to them, but he speaks to them. Vayidaberi Tom Lemor, he speaks to them. But he doesn't use the Lashon of Adoni. And then he asks for what he wants. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk again says, they respond to Avram Avinu, Lo Adoni Shema'ini Hasaden Asati Lach. So again, they respond as Adoni, and then Pasuk Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishtachu Avram Lefnei Ma'aretz. And then Ephron responds to Avraham in Pasuk Tezvav, Adoni Shema'ini. Back and forth conversation. Every time that they talk to Avram, they call him Adoni. And every time Avram talks to them, he doesn't. He doesn't use that. He gives them kavod, he bows down to them, but he doesn't give them the lashon of Adoni. Why not? So say the Bali Musar that there's a very simple reason, because we know that the Gemara says that Avram Avinu, in Parshas Lech Lecha, he already says to Hashem, he uses the language of Aleph Dalet, of the name of Hashem, and he references that concept of the Ribbono Shel Olam as being an Adon, and because of that, the Gemara in Brachos says that before Avram, nobody ever called Hashem Adon. Okay, because nobody called Hashem Adon, but Avram did. Once Avram used the word Adon to refer to Hashem, so when he spoke to people, he couldn't call them Adoni, because Adoni is my master, but my master is Hashem. So I can't, it would be inappropriate, really, to call them the way he describes Hashem. Since Avram Avinu was the one who described him as Hashem, so Memela, the Bnei Ches, and Ephron, he couldn't call, he could give them respect, he could bow down to them, but he can't use the Lashon of Adon. That's the answer, a pshat, in why Avram does not use the Lashon of Adon, but they did, because they didn't believe in Hashem. So they just used Adoni, which is a respectful way of addressing somebody. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Rav Schwab, in Mayan Beis HaShoeva, in his Sefer, so he says a beautiful idea about this concept. He asks, what's the chiddush that Avram Avinu called Hashem Adon? Hashem was the Melech HaOlam. You know, it wasn't like Avram Avinu was the first to talk to Hashem. Adam spoke to Hashem, Cain spoke to Hashem, Hevel brought a carbon to Hashem, Noach. This is not like the first time somebody's interacting with Hashem. What was the chiddush of calling Hashem Adon that others did not have? Seems to be that there was something special and unique that he created this new, almost like a niche, like a new name description of Hashem. What was it? Says Rav Schwab, you know what it was? Until now, they called Hashem the Melech HaOlam. He's the king of the world. The king is up there and I'm down here. The king of the world sits on his throne in the ivory tower and he has nothing to do with me. He might make broad sweeping decisions about whether to go into battle or how much taxes every province has to pay, but he is not giving any individuals any personal attention. He's not involved with other people. He's busy with meta issues, and he's not dealing with the specifics, with the details. What is an Adon? An Adon is very different. An Adon is also a master over, okay? But an Adon connotes a personal connection. An Adon is, the master has the Eved, has the servant, and the servant does things. The servant will shine the shoes of the Adon, he will make the bed of the Adon, he will clean the house of the Adon, but it's all personal service. Whereas a constituent vis-a-vis the king is obviously, in the big picture, underneath the king, but he doesn't have anything personal to do with the king. The Eved and the Adon are very much connected to each other. And that, says Rav Schwab, was the chiddush of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu taught this lesson to the world, that our relationship with Hashem is not just the way we would react to a king, but it's also the way that an Adon relaxes, an Eved reacts to an Adon, and that is to have a personal relationship. This was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu, that we have a personal relationship with Hashem. And then Rav Schwab quotes something that he heard it from Rav Shlomo Breuer, who's the son-in-law of Rav Hirsch. He says that one time the Rav Shimon Sofer from Krakow asked Rav Breuer for a vart, something from Rav Hirsch. And he said the following idea. You know, we say Adon Olam, and Rav Hirsch once commented on the Nusach of Adon Olam. But it's interesting, it's an interesting paragraph. Well, what's it coming to say? So Adon Olam Asher Malach, Terem Kol Yitzinavro. We're talking about the master of the world, Asher Malachi rules. Terem Kol Yitzinavro, Yisasav Achev Tzalkoh, Zayim Malach Shemana Kra. And he's Huhaya, Vahove, Viyya, and he's almighty and all powerful, Bli Rishis, Bli Sachlis, he has no beginning, he has no end. And then, says Rav Hirsch, so the first half of Adon Olam is talking about the godless of the greatness, the all awesome, encompassing power of the Ribono Shel Olam. And then the second half of Adon Olam, we make it personal. Vahu Keli, he's my God. V'chai Goali, V'tzor Chevli Be'ez Tzara, V'hu Nisi U'manos Li, Menos Kosi, B'yomekra, B'yado Avkid Ruchi, Be'ez Yishan V'era, V'im Ruchi G'viyasi, Hashem Li, V'lo Ira. Hashem is to me. The second half of the paragraph says Rav Hirsch, the godless of this paragraph is that at the beginning, we talk about the greatness of Hashem, and at the end, we talk about how we have a personal connection with Hashem. And this is the same Yisod, that Avraham Avinu was Mechadesh, that we can have a personal relationship with Hashem. He's not just the master of the world and the king of the universe sitting in the ivory tower, Kaviyachal. He's right there with us, and we have a personal relationship with him. So, as an aside, there's a Maisa that there was somebody wrote a Sefer and brought the Sefer to the Gra for a Haskama. And the Gra flipped through it, and he gave the Haskama, and he was Meshabeach, this one Vart. What was the Vart? The Vart was, the person wrote, why is Adon Olam at the beginning of davening? What does it have to do with the beginning of davening? Why do we say it there? So it's printed at the beginning of the Siddur. Why is it at the beginning of the Siddur? So this person who wrote the Sefer, he suggested that maybe it's because, who was the one who called Hashem Adon? That was Avraham Avinu, like the Gemara in Brachos. There's another Gemara in Brachos. That was the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Chavav Amabeis says that Avraham Avinu was Mesakin Shachris. So when do we say Adon Olam? Adon Olam is about Adon, our relationship with Hashem as Adon, which was taught to us by Avraham Avinu. And which tefillah was Avraham Avinu Mesakin? He was Mesakin Shachris. So if that's the case, so then it makes sense that we would say Adon Olam at the beginning of Shachris. And this was the Vart. And the Gra said it was worth it to publish this Sefer just to say this Vart. So they say that different versions of the story, but one of them is that Reverel Soloveitchik once asked his father, the Brisker Rav, Revelvel, so he asked him about this Maisa. He said, like, why was the Gro so excited? I mean, it's a Vart. It's a cute Vart. It's not like a Yesoid. It's not a Tifa Lumdus. A big chiddush. It's a vart. It's a vart. It's a cute vart. What was so exciting for the Gra? And the Brisker Rav said that the Gra was interested in emes, and this was emes. It was an emes of pshat. Was it the deepest vart? No. Was it tzvei dinim in binyan beis hamikdash? No. It wasn't a kachim issue that was earth shattering. It wasn't a chiddush in halacha, but it was emes. And the Gro was into emes. And this Vart, the Gro was saying, I'm excited about it because it's true. It's a true Vart. But the Yisod, to come back, the Yisod is Adon. That the Ribono Shalom is a personal relationship. We should view Hashem as right there with us, listening to our tefillos. Somebody that, just like the Adon, he the irony is to get an appointment with the king, a person has to be ready to, wait months. And maybe never, and he has to have connections, and there's all sorts of things you have to do to get into the king. But if you're the cleaning help, you go into his inner room whenever you want. Not whenever you want, whenever you're on call, because you have to sweep the floor, you have to clean the bathrooms, you have to make sure he has his food. All the people that are avodim to the Adon, they get in right away. It's the people who need to meet with the Melech That you have to wait. You have to make sure that you get an appointment. But we're the ones who are there always with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we always have like almost like a private audience. And that's, we have to appreciate that about our relationship with Hashem. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught the world. And that's why when he referred to Ephron and Bnei Ches at the beginning of Chayesara, he doesn't mention it. He doesn't use the Lashon of Adam.